Hi, honey. I just wanted to call and say thank you. Thank you so much for this morning. I love our anniversaries so much. You make me breakfast in bed, and you're all cozy. And you really do bring me the sweetest gifts. I love what you gave me today. But it always feels like I'm falling short, you know? Like, you're so good at picking out these lovely gifts. I'm always feeling like you give me so much more than I give you. So I've been thinking and thinking and thinking what to do for this year's anniversary. Look, I know offering special anniversary sex is like giving you a picture made of macaronis, but just bear with me, okay? It's more than that. God, I'm so nervous. Okay. You know how we sometimes play around a bit, and pretend that I'm sleeping or passed out when you do things to me? And I don't know if you'll ever admit it, but I think it turns you on way more than you're telling me. You just get this. You just act a different way and breathe differently. And when I'm able to see into your eyes, you have this. You just have this look. And, well, I've been doing some research online, and I found this. Well, I guess you can call it drug. It's supposed to be safe. It's a pill. And I'm going to take it, soon. It's going to knock me out cold for the next 12 hours. And I know you're on your way home right now. And I've planned it so that when you come through that door, I'll be naked on the bed. Unconscious. And, I've made your favourite dinner, put it in the fridge, so if you want to, yeah, I understand if you're hungry, and if you just want to pop that in the oven and have a bite before anything else, then, that's fine. I mean, I won't know the difference, so... Okay, I'm a bit scared. But I trust you, and yeah. If you want to record what you're doing to me. I'd appreciate that. And, you know, if you want to show me off so I can see what you did, but, if part of this is me not knowing what you've done, then I respect that, and I accept that, and my unconscious body will be yours from the time you get home until I wake up in 12 hours, and you can dispose of that time and me however you like. I mean, if you just want to leave me there being naked for nothing for 12 hours, that's your choice. I mean, if you want to, but if you want to use me in every possible way, then that's my gift to you. I've also prepared with a range of toys that you might enjoy, and that might come in handy. I've tried to think of every possible scenario, whatever you might need, since I won't be able to help with my own actions. So yeah. Okay. I think that is about it. As much as I am nervous, I would be lying if I said this didn't turn me on a bit as well. Because I just thinking about this and talking about this right now, let me just say, I don't think you're going to need any lube. At least not at first. I can only imagine what you want to do to me when I'm just limp and unconscious. Force me, use me in every possible way. Whatever you want in the house, whatever degrading or painful things you want to do to me, just anything. I've let some extra towels out in case you want to clean me up, but if you'd rather not and have me wake up in a certain state, that is also fine. If you have any instructions for me for when I wake up, Just leave them on my side of the bed, or wherever you put me when you're done with me. Okay. I think that about covers it. You'll be home in like 30 minutes, and this kicks in 15. So, I'll see you tomorrow, and you'll see me soon. Happy anniversary.